Welcome back to the Dick Van Mike Show, everybody.
Oh, jumping into it. Let's
Hell
go.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Episode 18. We almost made it to 20.
Almost at 20.
Feels like yesterday we recorded the Decasode, even though apparently nobody liked the Decasode.
Yeah, it didn't get a lot of views.
No.
The views went down for a bit there as things started to open up in our world, in a world of Ontario. But
yeah,
now things are closing up again, so I'm sure we'll get a few more
Thank
views.
God for the other shutdown. Now we get more views.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we're banking on here.
I'm kidding. Please let me out of my house. I'm getting bored.
Yeah, for real, eh?
For reals, though.
Yo, for
anyway,
real, though.
This week, we got another beautiful episode. You are joined by your two beautiful hosts. We got Captain Dick.
Captain Dick. I like it.
You like
it? Let's go.
It's the most official you've ever been.
Captain.
Captain Dick.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch. Captain Dick. Whatever the... That's bad. Captain Dick. Sounds like a really corny porno.
Yeah. Name of your sex tape.
Oh, God, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I need more episodes of that, too.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you do.
That show's done.
And then me. I'm Mike.
Who are you?
Van Mike.
Van Mike.
Van Helsing. But yeah, so another beautiful week.
Yep.
We still have stickers. I'm not going to dwell on this too much because we say it every week and it's not getting anybody's attention. If you do want one, send us a DM. We're not going to dwell on it too bad. We do have a shit ton of them. We're just going to start sticking them everywhere, I think.
I'm actually going to just take it upon myself one day, and maybe I'll invite you along if you want. We'll just literally go for like a drive, like to an area.
You want to move your mic to your face?
Sorry, was it really quiet?
Yeah.
Sorry, that's my bad. Well, shit. I'll have to bring up my volume for a whole like 2 minutes and 11 seconds.
Oh, no.
Or probably less by that time.
Probably so editing. Difficult to do.
It is.
Oh.
When you have to do the little bits. All right, I'll put it right. Let me just fuck with it a little bit. All right, how's that?
That's beautiful.
Am I going to be louder than you?
You're sounding super crispy. I don't think so.
Perfect. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Yeah, so I'm just going to take it upon myself to invite you along to go to the city, I guess. And okay. We'll just slap stickers. I was watching Into the Spider-Verse the other day, and I don't know if you've seen that movie, but
of course
he runs around slapping stickers on shit, and I just want to do the same thing.
Yeah, might as well. Do you hear a buzzing?
Very faint. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Regardless, anyway, we'll probably plug our socials at the end, but it's at the Dick Van Mike Show, Facebook and Twitter. Facebook and Instagram, and Twitter is just Dick Van Mike.
Yeah.
Hit us up.
I haven't tweeted at Elon Musk in a while.
You haven't tweeted at Elon Musk?
I will. I'll catch up. He's under some heat now, eh?
Really?
A little bit.
What happened? So,
he was in an interview talking about going to Mars.
Okay.
And it basically came... He said the thing that everyone knew, but they didn't want to hear. And it was that some people are probably going to die at first.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
But he said it. No, he's never said that before, right?
Okay,
so people are now upset because now he said it. It's like, well, if you think about it logically...
They're going to a new planet.
Yeah. Like, someone's going to die.
Have people never seen WALL-E?
Apparently not.
You don't know if it's sustainable or not. You got to send little robots
over there.
Well,
they're not jumping out of there without spacesuits on. They're going to have, like, pods that they live in and shit. But, like, the thing is, like, that seems like an obvious one. Like, yeah, like, when you go to try and... live on a new planet that has not been inhabited by living people ever.
All the food
that we know of.
All the food that is a norm to eat right now. You don't think people have died in the past to know, oh, that shit's poisonous. This dude ate that plant and died.
It's
so
like
don't eat that plant.
Someone at some point probably tried to eat like poison ivy and
died.
I mean, at the same time, some other guy decided that milking a cow was a sick idea.
How did... and we got... Think about the first ever hug in history.
That would have been weird.
Just somebody walking up and grabbing you and just going, just let it happen. Let it happen.
Allow it. Allow this. And then just
And then the one guy's going, stop. What are you...
Yeah, that's nice.
This is nice.
So there's a first for everything. And people... You know, it's like Lord Farquaad. Some of you may die.
But that is a sacrifice I'm willing to take.
And so like... Yeah, I mean, like, people are going to die.
I don't know if you caught the stream that me and Kirsch and Fizzle Badger did, but we pretty much ran through the entire Gingerbread Man and Farquaad conversation between the two of us.
Yeah?
Well, he's married to the Muffin Man.
And the Muffin Man.
Oh, the Muffin Man! She's married to the Muffin Man.
My lord, we found it. Yeah, that's a quality scene. I used to, like, just say that. I used to sit there, like, I had Tourette's or something and be like... She's married to the Muffin Man.
The Muffin Man.
We're Clip Central. That's our episode 18, Clip Central. How you been, though? It's been a week.
Been good. Been busy. Working extra hours at work because I've taken on some stuff. Not going to get into that, but just a whole, like, yeah, I've just been working, like, a lot of hours.
Busy's good.
Busy's great. I love it. I was joking about it with someone today. It's like, when I don't have something to do, man, I get, like, next level bored. But, like, I don't get bored because if I don't have something to do, I just make something to do.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like, I'm in the same boat as you, though. Like, we're so, I don't know what happened, but for some reason, half of our team at work just, like, up and quit or found new jobs. So we're
so busy.
Short-staffed is an understatement at this point. We're supposed to have, I think, 11 is a full shift.
Okay.
Like, we have two rotating shifts of two people, like day and nights, right?
Right.
So we're supposed to have 11 per shift. And I think at this point, we're down, I think, 11 people across the board right now.
11 people down.
Across all four shifts.
And that's what you need in one shift.
Yeah. So we're down, like, essentially an entire shift. Yeah.
So do you have to, like, cover double the area then or something?
I mean, I've been doing a lot of overtime. People are coming in early. People are staying late. We're having to close down full stations and stuff. Like, it's not good right now.
Yeah, that's annoying. I mean,
it's brutal.
That's not even, like, a little bit more work understaffed. Like, being understaffed, like...
Being understaffed is missing one person.
Yeah, like, my work is, like, quote-unquote understaffed, but it's, like, okay because there's so much work that we can do, and, like, my boss is totally chill with us working as much overtime as we want.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, because of COVID, like, that's one thing I do have to accommodate my company for, or commendate, I should say, is that they've, with everything going on with COVID, they've given us it's uncapped overtime. We could do as much as we want. We could stay there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week if we want.
That's good.
So it's nice. But I mean, obviously nobody's going to do that.
Right.
We're already doing 12-hour shifts, so for a lot of people, that's enough.
Yeah, that is a long shift. My boss is pretty chill. Like, one time I made a comment, because he asked me to do something. I was like, oh, that's going to take me a long time. And he's like, when have I ever complained about overtime? And I was like, okay, touche, here we go.
Touche, I'll take it. Yeah.
Racking up the paycheck.
But it is getting in the way of a lot of stuff that I wanted to do. But you know what? Work is definitely coming first at this point. Which it should be at this point in our life, I'd hope, anyway.
Yeah.
As much as I want to sit at home and play video games, but...
Nope. Making money is good. We have a future to plan out, right?
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. And I know a lot of people are making fun of me now because apparently I have a catchphrase. You're exactly, and me, everyone makes fun of me for going 100%.
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
You're too certain on things that you're not certain about.
I'm not certain. I just like to make the illusion, to create an illusion. It's all a facade.
Like... Honda Civics cost $1 billion, 100%.
100%. No, they are overpriced for what they are, but I'm not going to get into that.
Fair enough.
I did. I mean, this is public news now, so I can go off about it, but I do work at a Honda, the big Honda plant for North America, and the new 2022 Civics finally rolled out.
Mm.
They are looking pretty snazzy,
yeah,
but they are overpriced.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like...
They're super, super nice.
Looking. I don't know the lifespan of modern Japanese cars, but historically speaking,
they're worth
Japanese
it,
cars are right? not overpriced. It's like that old joke, you know? You've seen the meme where it's like the 1984 Camry has been, what did they call it? Recalled simply to the fact that owners should have bought a new car by now.
Well, yeah, no kidding. But at the same time, I mean, like... I think it comes from the fact that a lot of people think, oh, this is Japanese. They make them so fucking quickly and easily, and they're amazing quality. They should be cheaper.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't be.
No.
Because you want to really pay for quality, right? If something's going to last you 800,000 fucking kilometers, like a Tercel.
Yeah.
Like those cars, you probably could have, like, oh, no, I'm not going to smoke for 2 weeks and I'll buy a Tercel. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, now that a Honda Civic is 30 grand, people are fucking losing their mind.
Is that what it is starting?
I think
that doesn't seem that bad.
When you get, like, the fully loaded ones, like, they're almost cresting by the time you're, like, taxes and freight and the environmental fees and all that shit. Like, you're probably about 35 grand.
I know
for
that
a fully loaded
the Type R is like 60.
The Type R is like 45. First of all,
I thought it's a lot cheaper than I thought. Yeah. I thought it was a lot more.
The only thing I would consider, like, there's a lot of affordable nice cars that you can get these days,
right?
But the thing that people don't seem to understand, and they get hit with this as soon as they buy it, is your maintenance is obviously going to be more. Like, yeah, a Type R is 45 grand, right?
Okay,
pretty affordable if you want to get a nice high end sports car.
Sure.
Japanese sports car.
Sure.
But then you don't factor in the fact that Their brake calipers, first of all, are like 8 feet long. And they're Brembos, so they're ceramics.
They're expensive.
So obviously it's not going to cost you $400 to do 2 brake pads and rotors. It's going to cost you a shit ton more.
Right.
And people are going, oh, well, the car's cheap. Why the hell are the brakes so expensive?
Well, they're not.
It's still a race car.
They're not cheap.
It's still a race car.
Yes.
The Veloster N. Oh, very affordable. Get slapped with your first Brembo change.
Yeah.
And then you're crying a little bit.
Yeah.
Mercedes. It's a Mercedes. It's obviously going to cost more to maintain it.
Yeah. Well, they're also expensive.
They are expensive, but you can get like an A-Class, which they just made, the smaller compact that they just did.
Right.
You get an A-Class for like, again, 35, 40 grand.
Wait, there's a smaller one than the C-Class?
I think they discontinued them, but they made them for about 3 or 4 years. They didn't sell because the people that are buying a Mercedes are just going to go buy a Mercedes. They're going to buy a nice one.
And buy like an S-Class.
Right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So... what did I just crack there, Mike?
Why don't you tell people? Yeah, because this is...
I had an epiphany.
You did. Why don't you explain to everybody what we're drinking today?
So, first of all, I'll start with what I'm drinking. I'm having a White Claw. This is nice. This is my second White Claw ever. And so I went to the beer store on the weekend because I was out of beer. Went to go pick some up. And then I went to LCBO because I had to get something else. And I was like, hey, you know what? Fuck it. Let's try these seltzer things that I never tried before. And I realized that, like most beers, they're about 5%, which is a pretty good number for the alcohol content.
Very manageable amount.
Yeah, it's like pretty much average for most of the beers I drink anyways.
I think that's the common norm around beers and coolers.
Yeah.
5%.
And it's like...
unless you're in the US, in which case you got 4%. Sorry about that.
I'm not going to use the word healthy, but it is like just insanely better. Oh, there's no nutrition facts on the beer can.
Of course.
Funny enough, eh?
Yeah, eh?
So the nutrition facts, like it's like 0% on fucking everything except for a little bit of sugar, like 1 gram of sugar and a little bit of sodium.
It's a 1% of your sodium.
It's less than 1% of sodium.
Yeah.
So it's 10 milligrams of sodium.
1 gram of carbs. All natural flavors. Yep.
And yeah, it's like, and then I guess it's a vodka drink, right?
It is vodka.
So like, you don't taste it except for the flavor you get. Now, I'll be honest.
It doesn't say vodka. It says carbonated water and then alcohol.
Okay. So yeah, but I guess.
I'm pretty sure it is vodka.
It's probably like vodka or gin or something. I don't know what it is, but it's kind of irrelevant because it's so much better. It goes down easy. You don't feel bloated.
It's good.
Like, why have I not been drinking these for years?
This isn't going to cause intestinal upset because...
yeah.
You know, do you know the biological reason why you develop a beer gut by drinking a lot of beer?
I don't know.
So, let me science.
You're going to science me? Is this 100%?
This is actually... I studied this because when I was drinking a lot of beers, I noticed that I was getting really bloated.
Most people do, yeah.
Yeah. Like I would come home from work and have a beer or two, right? Like you want to unwind after a long day.
Of course.
So I looked it up, and essentially what it is it's the yeast culture in the beer. A little bit of it stays behind in your intestine and starts to reproduce. So your intestinal tract actually swells up because you're filling up with
yeast. So it's not like fat.
No, it's not fat. It's your literal and like guts swelling.
So yeah, I'm not going to say I'm not going to drink beer anymore because obviously that's a pretty intense statement.
A cold beer is always good.
When it comes down to it, like I'm not going to have beer at my house now for myself. I'm going to have these.
Because they're so much better for casual drinking.
Yeah. Like if I go to the bar with my boys when everything's open back up, I'll still get a beer.
Yeah.
But like I'm not going to go through a case on a weekend of beer. I'd rather go through a case of like these on the weekend.
This is what I brought. I had
and it's more refreshing.
Before everything locked down again. I went up for a little trip with a few friends, and I brought 2 cases of White Claws.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't. It's insane. This isn't even a sponsored fucking bit here.
It's not. They're just better. I mean, I know you were saying you don't like some of the ones that they don't have a lot of flavor
in. Yeah, it has to have flavor for me.
You would like...
because I don't like, you know, what's it called? Like vodka soda?
Yeah.
Like when I make that for myself, I have to put like a lot of lime in it.
But vodka tonic you like?
Like tonic water, you mean?
Like tonic, yeah. Because tonic is like a lime flavor.
I don't really like tonic water for some reason.
It's got a bitter aftertaste.
If I add in like my own like freshly squeezed lime, then it's good into like club soda.
Okay.
So like this stuff is good because it's just like it is sparkling like flavored water.
It's essentially a vodka soda with too little Mio in it.
Exactly.
When you just ran out, but you want a flavored drink and you squirt it and it's not enough.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just enough flavor. Oh, this is actually quite a bit of flavor, I'm not going to lie. But it's just, it's still like, it's not excessive like buying a Timmy's peach juice. You ever had those?
It's all, your whole mouth tastes like you're
biting
like
into a peach.
Yeah. Not a peach. It tastes artificial. It doesn't taste like a peach.
It does taste like an artificial peach, but it's like intense. Like this is just like good.
This doesn't make your mouth feel all sticky and diabetes.
No, I like this. I'm definitely like
diabetes.
Tapering off the beer like 95% and then replacing it with White Claws or the similar. I'm going to go through. Like I know neutrals I don't really like because they're too dry tasting. Mm-hmm. But what's the other one that we're talking about?
Socialites you would really like.
Socialites. I'm going to try those next.
Those only come in the little Red Bull cans though.
That's fine.
Yeah. But the Bud Light seltzers are also very good.
Are they? Mm-hmm. I'll have to try those too. I'm going to go through it. I'm going to go through and try them.
Go through them. They're really good. They honestly are. And they're, you know what? I could drink, like I'm not saying I'm an alcoholic, but the nights when I'm drinking, like if I had six beers one night or six White Claws, like first of all, these, you don't feel nearly as shitty in the morning.
Of course.
At all.
Right.
Like not even close. And while you're actually drinking, you don't feel sick.
Right.
Because a beer is going to bloat you up after three. You're going to have foam everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
going to
be seeping it out of your armpits and nipples and shit. Like, it's brutal.
Oh, that's funny.
Plus, they're reasonably priced.
Well, I didn't actually notice the price on them. They're, like, the same price as all the other ones. It's but
price
like,
of a cheap beer.
But, like, yeah, if I can get a case and the price doesn't kill me, like, I'm going to go for it. Like, why would you not? It's, like, it's almost worth paying more money to not feel like shit every fucking time you wake up from a night of drinking.
Because it's literally just carbonated. This is the ingredients. Carbonated water, alcohol, cane sugar, natural flavor, citric acid. Done.
And that's it.
Yep. That's it. That's literally
where you read that.
On the bottom of the nutritional facts.
Oh, it's like such a small section.
Yeah, because there's no ingredients.
Three, four. There's five ingredients.
Five fucking ingredients.
Brilliant.
Dope.
Who thought of this?
What?
This guy, I want to be his business partner.
We got to normalize White Claws because you know what? A big tough guy should be allowed to drink a fucking hard seltzer.
I'm not a big tough guy. I'm a tall guy.
You're just a big guy.
And I'm gonna, yeah, this is it.
But I know for the longest time when these became like a thing, people drinking White Claws, like guys were made fun of. Because,
Oh yeah, you drinking a White Claw? I was the first one to make fun of people.
I know you were.
I'm not going to say his name, but we have a friend, a mutual friend who doesn't drink beer. And I always made fun of him because he always goes for the quote unquote girly drinks. But like
White Claws are dope.
I'm kind of like on his side now.
I've almost completely migrated away from mixed drinks and beer.
Yeah.
Like I drink mostly these like seltzers. I go for more of the socialites. I do like the flavors they have better. But like they got like, I mean, I'm a WAP, so they got blood orange. So obviously I'm going to go for the blood orange. But they got like a bunch of different flavors, but like pop, I've almost completely eliminated soda in general.
Pop is so bad.
I
used to drink a lot of rum and cokes.
I know you did.
But now, like the other day, my dad and I made some vodka with tonic water, or sorry, not tonic, club soda and lime. And I was like, oh.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember? I got a story. It was a story that you told. Well, I guess not a story you told me. It's an event that I experienced with you.
Okay.
This is years ago.
Okay.
Do you remember when we were, I can't remember where we went. I think we went to a music shop, one in Newmarket we always used to go to.
Okay.
And you were drinking a can of pop, a can of Coke specifically.
Okay.
So you're driving and you crack this Coke and we were just having a normal conversation, whatever. We're just driving. We both had to go to the music shop. And you're driving, you take a sip of this Coke and you go, oh, it tastes really,
oh yeah,
it tastes really weird. And I go, what do you mean? And you took another sip and you go, it tastes really funny. It tastes like really, really weird. Like, I don't think they go, does Coke go bad? And I go, if it goes bad, like it's, you definitely haven't had it long enough for it to go bad. And you're like, take a sip. Tell me if it tastes weird. And I took a sip and I'm like, no, it's just Coke. It's a can of Coke.
Yeah.
And you go, what the hell? So we drive all the way to the music shop. And we had been browsing for 15 minutes and across the shop, you literally go, Mike. And I go, what? And you go, I figured it out. And I walk over to you. I go, what are you screaming about? And you go, I know why it tasted weird. And I go, what do you mean? You go, I've been having rum and cokes like every night this week. And that's why there's no rum in this.
Well, okay. I don't. Yeah.
I'm not saying you drank like 60 of them, but I'm saying like.
So what it was is like, I don't drink pop. Like not by choice, just because I just don't ever think to go and grab a Coke from the fridge.
Yeah.
And yeah, the story is absolutely correct for the most part. I don't remember why I chose that day to grab a Coke. Like I must have had nothing else as an option in my fridge when we left for it. And I was like, well, I just needed a drink of some sort. It's like whether it was water, whatever. The first thing I found, all I had was Coke. And I had not, I had, like, it probably had been over a year of me not drinking Coke on its own.
Yeah.
So like I would always get rum and Cokes. Like that's one of the drinks I have a lot when I'm like going out to the bar. It's like one of the first things I'll have or like at home. And I don't even drink rum that much anymore. But yeah, I was like so confused because I hadn't drinking an actual like Coke by itself in like well over a year before that time. And even like since then, I could probably count on like one hand how many cans of Coke that I've drinking since that day, which was like what, three, four years ago? Consumed. I don't know. Drinking? Drank? I haven't drank more than like five cans of Coke since that day. And that was like 3-4 years ago probably, right?
At least. Oh, yeah. Because I think we were still in your little five-speed hatchback.
Yeah. So like that's where the confusion led. I was like, yeah, this tastes fucking weird because I haven't had Coke by itself in like over a year. Like it had to have been even longer.
Oh my God.
So like I never go and like sometimes at the cottage, depending on what we have, like I'll have a Dr. Pepper. Maybe.
I
like on a good
that,
day.
That night, that root beer hit me. It slaps. Root beer slaps.
Root beer's all right. I haven't had root beer in like...
So much sugar though.
I haven't had root beer in like since I was in high school.
Yeah.
The only times I've had pop is like at the cottage, I'll have either like a Dr. Pepper or like when I'm sick, I'll have like a ginger ale, but I'll usually stir it to make it a bit more flat.
Yeah. You just want the ginger.
But that's it for like pops that I consume.
Yeah, I don't really like pop, to be honest.
So yeah, when I drink like a Coke, whenever I even have like a sip of one or anything, mm-hmm. I just get so confused. I'm like, this tastes weird because I haven't had it alone in so long. Yeah, I do remember that story. It was funny as hell because I was like, this, like I was so concerned too. I was like, am I drinking like a like an expired drink? And it wasn't expired.
No.
I was just like not used to drinking pop. And pop is so fucking bad for you.
It's, people don't think it is.
Like, we have a buddy who drinks, like, Coke all the time, and I don't know how the fuck he does it.
To the point where when we had his birthday before all this happened, like, it was maybe 3 years ago. I think he got, what, like, 6 or 7 cases of Pepsi that night as a gift. Like, people
Ironically.
Yeah, because people would get him, like, a gift, and then they would bring him a case of Pepsi.
Yeah.
And I think he went through a whole one that night.
He probably did. It's insane.
He drank so many Coke or Pepsi, whatever it is, he drinks so much of it.
Yeah. Like, I've even cut back on the iced tea, and that's like my drink. That's my favorite drink is iced tea. Yeah. But, like, I had one the other day, or not the other day. I'm saying I keep saying the other day, and I like actually mean like months ago. But time is like out
it's
the window.
Now at this point.
I'm on COVID time.
I can't even believe it's already May almost this year.
I'm on COVID time.
Could you believe that?
No.
It's almost fucking
We're
halfway
like 15
through.
15 months into COVID.
Yeah.
Into the lockdowns.
Yeah.
Anyways, the last time I had an iced tea, because I've been like not drinking pop and like I've been kind of like I'm not good with sweets either. Like I don't eat candy.
I don't have a sweet tea
because like I get like physically I feel sick if I eat candy.
Girlfriend always comes to me and goes, "Oh, I can make you so many vegan pastries. Like I can make you cakes. I can make you all this shit."
You're not
like,
interested.
Don't. I'm like I really don't have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, I don't.
I'd rather have like vegan cheese shit. Like I'd rather have like meals rather than sweets because I've never been into sweets. Regardless,
I'm kind of the same.
Like it's likely because I've never been able to eat them. That I just really don't have a taste for them.
Yeah, but it's fine. Keep it that way.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like, I don't have a sweet tooth.
Yeah, so like...
Even my grandparents.
With all the sweets I've cut out of my life, I was just like, I had the sip of iced tea and I was like, that's really fucking sweet. Like I know in like the States, they don't have unsweetened or they have unsweetened iced tea rather than sweetened, but I had to literally mix it 50-50 with water because it was so fucking sweet.
They have real, you know, the Real Tree?
Is it?
Iced tea brands?
Is it unsweetened?
You can get those unsweetened.
So like, I don't really care to get that because I'm not even really drinking iced tea and that's my favorite drink.
I mean, like even my grandparents, like when we'll go over for like a big occasion, Christmas, Easter, whatever, like I have Italian grandparents, they make a shit ton of pastries, cookies, pies, cakes, whatever the fuck, and all this stuff, right? And they always look at me and they go, "I'm so sorry, you can't have these, I can make you something else." And I go, "No, like really? Like I'll have a fucking like an orange." Like I'm good.
Yeah.
Like I'm so good without sweets.
Yeah.
Which is a benefit.
It's good. I would say. Because like last time I ate
except
candy,
for pie. You put a pie in front of
me. Oh yeah, I'll muck pie.
I will crush a whole pie. Doesn't matter how sick I feel after. Apple, strawberry, rhubarb, or blueberry, I will crush that shit in a matter of milliseconds.
For me, it's apple, pecan, or apple pecan.
I can't have pecan. See, that's a butter because it's a lot of butter, right?
Right. Or for me, it's another one you probably can't have either is pumpkin.
Yeah, I've never had. You know what though?
If they can make an artificial pumpkin pie that you can have, fuck, buddy.
I'm sure I could get the girlfriend to figure it out. She's a wizard with vegan cooking because okay. She was vegan for 4 years.
Ask her to figure it out. You need it.
Her dad's got this disgustingly good recipe for vegan butter tarts because he's still vegan. Oh,
I muck butter tarts too.
He doesn't put pecans in them. He puts raisins.
Okay, that's not cool.
No, dude.
No raisins here.
She'll listen to this episode and she'll attest to this. I ate them to the point where it made me sick one night at her house. I ate like probably about five of them and just like was not having it. But oh my God, they're so good.
Yeah, I'm a big butter tart guy. That's when it comes to me talking about my sweet tooth there, that is like the one exception. Like that and Oreos, but like butter tarts. My mom bought butter tarts from the grocery store the other day.
Yeah.
And literally she placed them she took them out of the bag of the grocery store and put them on the counter.
Yeah. Oh.
And like, I don't know if my mind has like a sixth sense or something, but I walked upstairs
sonar.
I walked upstairs from my bedroom to hear her unloading the groceries and I saw them there and I just like opened it up, took one, walked away. And she like, I think she was confused at how fast I realized that they were in the house. I used to go to this butter tart festival that happens in a town nearby.
I was going to say, I was just about to mention that. It might have to be a road trip stop for us.
Well, if they ever do it again.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that'll be a road trip stop for sure. But, buddy.
Or rib fests.
So, like, my sweet tooth, like, guilty pleasures are definitely, like, Oreos.
Mm-hmm.
Butter tarts.
You talked about that, yeah. The Oreos.
Oreos, butter tarts. Revita Size.
I don't know what the hell that is.
It's a it's like a place that it's like a chain or a franchise that does like smoothies and smoothie bowls and
like kind of like Booster Juice.
Kind of like Booster Juice, but they do like these smoothie bowls. It's still not good for you. There's definitely a lot of sugar in it.
Oh yeah.
But
I know Booster Juice has got like scoops of sorbet, frozen yogurt, all this shit in them. Like
I'm sure Booster Juice is not actually good for you.
I really wish that it wasn't so expensive. Otherwise, I would be there more.
That's the thing.
Why is it $9 for a fucking smoothie?
I don't know. I think it's the same at this other store I'm mentioning, but my girlfriend go there when we're going out, like as a treat, we'll go get it for something, but like it's so fucking good.
Dude,
I think those are like the few of my small handful of like guilty pleasures when it comes to sweet stuff.
I got to rant for a second.
Okay.
Because I know Canada and the US always wants to go on and on about, oh, obesity is a pandemic. It is a disease and we're suffering from it like crazy and all this stuff and blah, blah, blah and all this shit. Why is a smoothie $9, but I can go to McDonald's and for $9 get like five fucking cheeseburgers?
Welcome to the world, bro.
How much is a salad at McDonald's? Like $13.99 for a fucking salad.
See, I understand your point, but it's a very, very simple answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's supply and demand.
I know, but not a lot of people buy salads. So if you're going to sell 10 salads and 150 cheeseburgers, obviously the cheeseburgers are going to be cheaper.
Well, it's the whole like organic argument. It's like, why is organic double the price? First of all, I personally don't recommend buying organic stuff.
Most of it's a hoax.
Not like objectively, but it's like organic has rules where they can be up to 1%.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's why it's like kind of a hoax. But paying double the price for organic is actually not good. Like, it's not fair. But if organic was so much better, we should be paying, it should be the other way around. But again, it's supply and demand.
Yeah.
There's probably one organic farm for every 50 regular farms. That sizzle came through, but it probably won't come through.
I know.
In post after I put the filter.
Sizzle.
But yeah, the organic thing is like, is it's the same thing, supply and demand. Like if it was really better, they should make more available. But again, like one, it's probably 1 to 50. Like I feel like, yeah. I haven't fact checked that, but I feel like I'm not exaggerating. It's probably even more.
I know,
to be honest. Like I only know one organic farmer personally, not personally, but like,
yeah, I mean, I can get into something else that's kind of related, but not really.
Okay.
I mean, I did see a headline on CNN the other day.
Yeah.
Where apparently Canada's plan is to completely rid the country of gasoline-powered cars by 2040, which is not going to happen.
2040.
20 years.
So 19 years. That's unrealistic.
It's very unrealistic.
I
mean, even right now, like in the everybody wants to say, oh, but in the U.S., look at how many electric cars they drive. And I go, in the U.S., they have a charging station every two blocks.
It's a very, very simple equation. There's a lot of arguments, but there's a very, very, very simple way to like explain it to people why that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So do you know what percentage of cars sold are electric?
Probably very little.
About two.
Okay. Yeah.
About 2% of cars that are sold in North America are electric.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know on average how much they can get fuel consumption on combustion engines down every, I think it's like 2 years?
A lot.
Five.
Yeah.
You can reduce consumption of fuel by 5% every 2 years.
Yeah.
Every 2 years, let's do it another way. You'd say like 4% of cars sold, 2% of cars sold in that time are electric.
Yeah.
So you could save 5% of fuel, or you could sell 2% electric cars. You save the planet more by investing into the R&D for
that we're already in the process of doing.
Yes.
Rather than starting something new.
So that's why it's unrealistic.
I would say it's more realistic if you would say we were going to transition more to hybrids. That is a thing, because I know Priuses sell quite well.
Hybrids is another good idea. And the second argument for people that don't know, Cobra chickens.
Cobra.
The second argument is space and size, like physical space. So a battery, we're at a point now where we actually can't really do much with the size of a battery.
Yeah.
We've pretty much gone for the size and kilowatt per hour maximum ratio.
We've reached our technological max.
We can't make batteries smaller and power outages bigger in either direction. We've pretty much come to a close for the technology that's available to us in this world now. I'm sure that some scientists will figure something else out, but I would say minimum 10 years.
Yeah, that's what the uncertainty is, because that could take 6 months. Somebody could have a breakthrough. Right. That could take 6 years.
So until you can make a battery that's like half the size of the batteries that we're putting into cars now and still get like 500K to a charge, that's not happening.
And not to mention, it's still with the thing that you were talking about with organic food. It's supply and demand. Yeah. You look at a Tesla, that's the size of my Sentra. A Sentra, you can out the door realistically. You could have a Sentra. If you don't want to get all the bells and whistles, you just need a car to get to work. You could have a Sentra for 17 grand.
I guess so, yeah. If you go for a base model.
What's the base model of a Tesla, even the Model 3? It's 40-ish?
It's like 40-something, 40 right? plus. And I think that's American pricing.
Right? So weighing it out, even if you look at the little ones, a little base model Prius, they're still about 30,000.
Exactly. Exactly. So everyone and then, would have to transition.
Put a charging station in your house. Oh, you got to worry about like, oh, I'm stuck somewhere without any charge stations. In the U.S., that's fine. You could probably sneeze and your freaking stream is going to hit a charging station, how close they are.
Yeah.
Here, we got them. We're 45 to an hour out of the city. That's where they all are at this
point. You can cross Canada now with an electric car. You can, like, as of, I think, a year and a half or 2 years ago, you can. But you still, not all the chargers along the way are superchargers, so you still have to wait quite a while.
Because I think the superchargers is about a half an hour, isn't it? From it's zero like to full.
45 minutes on a Model S.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it is for the rest of them. On like a base, on the lower end Model S, it's like 45 minutes.
No, I know. And I know all these companies.
So it's like a lunch.
They want to boast all these quick charging techniques that new electric cars have. Specifically, I'll go into the Hummer EV that they're bringing out soon.
Ridiculous car.
It's ridiculous. The thing can turn its wheels like 45 degree angle and like crawl control out of like sideways almost. But they're boasting, oh, this thing will charge from zero to full in 10 minutes with its quick charging system.
That doesn't even make sense.
But you know what the freaking base model start of these things is? $143,000.
Yeah, so why would you get one?
Exactly.
There's literally no reason. Anyone that gets one, it doesn't make sense. Even if you're a rich guy showing off money.
You're going to be buying one to say, I have a fucking Hummer EV. Like, I have one. That's it.
It's like, great. Good for you. You impress nobody.
Fantastic. You bought the most world's stupid car.
Yeah.
Somebody, they looked at the military and they went, I have money. I want one of those. I want one of those. And then Hummer's like, I mean, you want a commuter version? And they're like, I would money for that. And then, that's it. It's over.
Basically. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Sorry, I got some burps coming. That's the one thing with carbonated drinks. I got to watch out. Same with the beers.
Beers too, is so. The same thing.
I really got to hold back my beer. There was something else. There was a third point to that whole electric car argument. And I forget what it was. But yeah, it's not likely. 20 years is like, it's optimistic. It's really optimistic, but it's unrealistic. So it's not going to happen. Another thing that's not really... Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'll get this 2 points I have. So one point is, I was talking to a firefighter friend of mine, and when a Tesla gets into a crash, if it's a bad enough crash, like one that upsets the actual physical structure of the car,
yeah,
they have to like lock it up, aside from everything else, for at least 48 hours, because the battery could just spontaneously combust at any point if there's any punctures on the battery whatsoever.
Lithium ion battery.
And it's really hard to find a puncture if it was in a crash and the car's mangled, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, the only other way to get people to rapidly start buying electric cars is to impose a carbon tax rebate. And basically the way that would be explained to anyone else is that you'd have to, and they do this in Canada to a certain degree. I don't know what the number is. But you'd have to say if you buy an electric car, you get like $5,000 back from the government.
I know the government gives you like, what is it, like $600 when you buy an electric car?
I don't know what it is. I'm not going to pretend to know. I know there is a rebate.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like in the hundreds or thousands, but you would need to have like a very obvious incentive. Like if I could get $5,000 off of buying a Model 3,
I mean, you get the green plates.
Versus anything else, I might consider it. Green plates you get for having an electric vehicle or a hybrid.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the rebate.
But what privilege does a green plate give you, really?
I think it's more so that people know.
Some big chains also, I think, have green plate parking.
Yeah, but which, like, whatever.
Well, I get to walk less.
Yeah.
If you're really wanting to save the planet, you'd walk more.
So when people, a lot of misconception about carbon tax, in some cases, it's not money being taken from you. It's money being given to you for not contributing to carbon emissions.
Yeah.
So that's what it is when you buy an electric vehicle. They're giving you a rebate saying, thank you for buying an electric vehicle. You're contributing to clean air. We're going to give you X amount of dollars.
But yeah, exactly.
Basically, I think I was watching someone explain it, that it have to be like minimum $5,000.
Oh, yeah.
Before you actually see a radical change.
I don't
change.
Even think it's halfway there.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it is that. Maybe it's less. Maybe it is $500-$600.
Let me see.
I don't know if it's something that you can quickly Google, but you can go ahead and try. But those are the things that would make it, you know, feasible. Because you have to start somewhere. You need to get people on board with it. And like, yeah, as I said, if it was like $5,000, like I think I would consider it.
Oh. As of May 1st, 2019, all Canadians qualify for an incentive of up to $5,000 off the purchase of their fully new electric or plug-in hybrid vehicles.
That's interesting. So I wonder if people even know about that. I wonder if that's like public, like, I'm not saying public info, found it.
I doubt they've made it public.
Like, that's something that should be promoted.
It should be, but
because
I doubt
if I
it
knew
is.
I could get $5,000 off and I'm buying an electric vehicle and I don't have to buy gas again. Mm. Now, I don't know what the electricity bill situation is like, but
I don't think it's very much.
Like $5,000 is a lot of money.
Exactly.
And if you get that back for buying a green car, like...
Yeah. That could be the difference between a fully loaded Civic and a base model Tesla.
Yeah. And like, I'll take the Tesla over
obviously
the Civic.
Obviously, you're going to take a Tesla because they do a whole lot more.
Yes. It's a safer car. Yeah. Like, objectively, it's one of the safest cars in its class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's smart. Like, it knows when things are going wrong with it. Like, you don't need to, like,
you can
gamble on going to the mechanic. It'll say, hey, your brakes are fucked.
You could set up a feature, actually, that when its brakes are worn down, you can have it automatically order you parts to your own house.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No, 100% you could do that. You can set it up
in
with
Canada?
Your Tesla account. Yeah. And what you do is you set it up with your, like, a Tesla account or something. And let's say, oh, it needs an oil change. And if you choose that you want to do them yourself, I don't know if they have oil changes. I'm just saying for an example.
They don't.
Okay. So let's say brakes. Okay. Say brakes.
For that combustion engine, they have an oil change.
Let's say brakes. I didn't know if they still needed lubrication of some sort.
Well,
I don't
they
know how
do
they
in
work.
Certain points, but it's like grease joints.
Okay. So let's say brakes then, because they have brakes. When its brakes are getting down to a point where it needs to be replaced, it will automatically buy the brakes and send them to your house with your credit card number.
That's actually really smart.
See, it is.
If that's true, that's another.
If you know how to do it. That is, because I know it's a whole different thing with regenerative braking and all that stuff on these
still,
electric cars.
That just seems like...
It's good. It's obvious. Really good.
It seems obvious.
Yeah.
See, like, so I didn't actually know it was $5,000. That's a lot of money.
It says up to, so I guess it depends what kind of car you're getting.
Yeah, you probably got to, like, gamble and fucking argue with the government, but
I'm sure a hybrid's probably less, and then the fully electric is more.
If I knew for a fact I was going to get $5,000 back, I would really consider not in the, because I can't afford to buy a new car right now, but when I'm going to buy a new car,
I would consider it. Yeah,
that would be like the first thing I think of is like
Model 3, done,
electric car, no more gas stations.
That's it.
Like,
just plug it in when I get home, like my cell phone.
Like, when I go to a gas station, that's all I go there for. I mean, maybe an air freshener.
I did point it out to, I think I pointed it out to you as well, that my neighbor across the street did just actually buy the Mach-E.
Yeah.
The Mustang Mach-E.
So ugly.
So, you think that. I like them. I think they look kind of cool, but...
Stop making cool cars into SUVs, like Mitsubishi Eclipse. They made the Mitsubishi Eclipse into an SUV. Like, what the fuck?
I know. Just bring back the Eclipse.
Yeah. And they, make it all-wheel drive.
They
again.
Got rid of the Lancer too.
Well, the Lancer's gone. Get rid completely. Of the Lancer. They just got rid of the Evos.
No, they got rid of the Lancer now too. It's discontinued.
Really?
Yeah, they discontinued the Lancer as well.
Why would Mitsubishi get rid of their two coolest cars?
They said they're focusing more on their crossovers and SUVs.
Well, that's dumb. I mean,
people are buying.
That's what people are buying. But like, come on, have something for the kids.
I know. I want to straight pipe my Lancer, slam it to the floor, and complain that I can't get over speed bumps.
Yes.
That's the point.
That's all I want in my life.
The process of growing up.
That's the only thing I want. That's what will make me happy.
People still give me shit. How come you haven't straight piped your Sentra yet? Because it's not a fucking race car.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be loud. I bought it so that it gets really good gas mileage and gets me to work on time. Like, that's it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Would you straight pipe your Solera, your luxury mobile?
You have no idea how tempting it is. I'm not going to lie. Listen.
No, you would.
That car is old. So I've definitely had to start babying it and make sure that I'm not doing like hard braking and stuff like that. But
it's old, but it's well taken care of. Thing looks just as good as my car. My car is barely 5 years old.
It's a V6 and it's got some power if I really need it.
It's what, a 2.5 liter in those things?
It's like a 3 liter. Like a really? 3 point something. It's a V6, bro.
You can get like literally a 2 liter.
I'm gonna check, but I think it's like a 3.2 or something like that. And I don't know the exact numbers, but it's something like 200 horsepower. And like I'm not going to race it, but like I could. And if I lowered it just a bit, had bigger like deep dish rims so it was a little bit wider, like I thought about it, but it's just like not worth it. It's a
3 liter V6.
Yeah.
200 horsepower exactly.
Yep.
And 214 foot-pound of torque.
Yeah. It's a good car, man.
That's a good car.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a sleeper from factory.
I definitely was surprised the first time I rode in it when you took me for a drive for the first time. It's smooth. That thing glides over bumps.
Yes. And it feels like, and when it does hit a bump, it's like a little nice bounces away and it just kind of like goes back.
Yeah.
And there's a couple times where I've hit like surprising bumps and I've definitely bottomed out, but it is very comfortable.
When do you ever complain about having wood grain in a vehicle? Come on.
I do complain when the sun is attacking it and it starts peeling up. So that's happening for my car right now.
Yeah, but that's just a clear coat.
No, like the actual like, oh yeah, like the clear film, like the clear, like it's like
relacquer that, like shit. You're handy.
No, it's like an eighth of an inch thick like plastic material that goes over the wood grain and underneath the wood grain.
Just faded. Seal that shit. Hit it with a lacquer.
Watch the mic. I know a guy who derbies Soleros. So I'm
derbies them.
Yeah,
that's pretty sad
because they're very, very good cars to derby. He told me, he said the fact that they're six cylinders and front wheel drive, they're tanks. So he said to me when he gets
the PT Cruisers.
So he said to me when he gets one that's got the wood trim, he's going to let me know because he knows I'm looking for the wood trim.
You just need the trim parts.
Basically.
Yeah.
Honestly, this guy was so fucking chill. I go there and like I've gotten a new driver's seat from him.
Perfect.
And,
oh yeah, you did. I remember seeing your new seat.
A whole bunch of other shit. And I brought him a case of beer to like thank him one of the times I went to see him. And he like told me he doesn't really drink, but he was appreciative of it. But the thing is, I was like trying to pay him for the parts. I'm like, dude, I took a whole bunch of interior shit for this car. Like, what do I owe you? He's like, no, don't worry about it. Like, you've saved me the effort of some of the stuff I have to rip out of the car. Because he guts them, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Takes all the interior and throws it in the garbage.
Yeah.
So basically, I just got to start going to his house on garbage day and start going through his garbage and taking all like floor mats and shit with me.
That's pretty sweet. I know the PT Cruisers are also tanks. They're popular for derbies.
I feel like, yeah.
And Sunfires.
Sunfires are just like
just because they're
a
cheap.
Dime a dozen.
You can get a Sunfire for like $100.
Yeah.
And it runs.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I saw?
It is
actually
Toyota, right?
I tried to point it out to my girlfriend. She didn't really appreciate it as much as you probably will, but I saw this woman must have been like 170 years old. right?
The woman or the car?
I'm exaggerating. This woman. Okay. And she was driving a Sunfire. This thing looked like she just bought it off the lot that day.
Clean?
It was immaculate. I have never seen a Sunfire that wasn't rusted out and falling apart.
Yeah, not neither
ever,
have I.
Ever. This thing, the chrome on the rims was perfect.
Yeah.
The paint was glistening in the sun. It had a moonroof.
Yeah, I believe it.
It was a beautiful
sunroof. You mean sunroof, not a moonroof.
Sunroof, I guess.
You know,
it was gorgeous.
Buying a car from like an elderly person is always good. Well, most of the time it's good because a lot of times they don't drive it. They'll whip over to the supermarket near their house and that's about it.
My grandfather had a 1980s Jimmy. That thing, it had like fucking bright red interior.
Okay.
Velvet or some
shit. So necessary.
It was so clean. It was so clean to the point where he sold it because he doesn't drive much. He's got a Golf now. Okay. But when he got rid of it, he took the seats out of it because it had died. It eventually dies, right? He took the seats out of it and he put chair legs on them. He still has them in his basement. They're hilarious.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
All right. We are going to move on just because we don't want to dwell all this time on cars because people...
We are at 46 minutes.
Wow. Yeah.
Roughly. So, whatever editing
I know there was happens. A couple more things we wanted to talk about. So I'm going to let you transition into this one, but I know you wanted to talk about the Oscars.
We want to talk about the news?
Do you want to do the news first? You want to do
that? That is the news.
It's in the news? All right. So let's transition into...
You gave away the news.
The news. Breaking news.
The news.
So anyway, tell us about what's going on with the Oscars, Dick.
The news. Yeah, bro. First of all, I didn't even know the Oscars were happening. Like, oh, you know what? Before I get into the Oscars, because this is a related show. Did you know American Idol still happens?
Really? I thought they canceled that a long time ago.
Yeah, same with me.
Okay.
So like these shows, the Oscars, the Grammys, American Idol, fucking all this shit. Does anybody actually still fucking watch these shows? Actually, I want to hear from the fucking listeners too. Do you watch these shows or A, do you even know that they still happen every fucking year? So my other phone died, but I'm going to go off my best memory and I might need you to pull it up if it ended up sending to you. But the Oscars, oh no, it didn't die yet. The Oscars views went down like 60%, I think 58 exactly, 58% from last year, which is absolutely insane. You know what the numbers were at in 2014?
No.
Over 40 million viewers for the Oscars. Do you know what it is right now?
What?
Like 9.2 or something like that.
I think you did tell me, I wrote it down. That's a 58% drop since last year.
That's what I said. 58% drop from last year. Let's see if I can pull this up. So I'm going to read through the year. So 2014 was 43.7 million viewers. 2015 was 37.3. 2016 was 34.4. 2017 was 32.9. 2018 was 26.5. 2019 was 29.6. And 2020 was 23.6. And 2021 is 9.8. In 5 years, we went in 2016, 34.4 million. We've gone down to 9.8. We've gone down to like literally like less than a third of the amount of viewers in 5 years for the stupid show that nobody actually cares about.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people got just fed up with the fact of how rigged it is.
Yeah.
Like it's...
And like, can you name one movie that they talked about in the Oscars?
I know even specifically with, what is it, the Grammys is the music one?
Yes.
I know a lot of people were talking out against the Grammys, like even artists and stuff saying like, I know for a fact that I sold quadruple what this person sold and like they're still winning over me for some fucking reason. And like, I know it shouldn't have anything to do with how much they've sold on it, but
yeah,
what are they measuring it on?
Well, it's like, and the thing is, it's all movies that you've never heard of. I think there was one movie that, what came out recently that got an award? There's one movie that people would recognize. Only one. And I don't remember what it was.
I don't know. I don't watch movies.
It was a big one.
How are we going to fucking watch movies anymore?
It's all online. It's all Netflix and shit. Stupid. They just release movies. Like all the movies they mentioned, like nobody knew of. And it's like the way they say it is like they make one movie for us, like the people.
Yeah.
And then make 9 movies for themselves, kind of like their own thing. It's going to bug me that I don't remember what movie it was that actually won an award that people know. If you like go and Google like movies that won awards at the Oscars. But like you know you're doing something wrong when you have less than a third of the viewers in 5 years. Like obviously people don't care. And even Ricky Gervais sent a tweet and he's like, hey, is there some reason you guys didn't invite me this year? And then added his clip from last year when he said, stop talking about politics when you win your award. Go up, accept your award, thank your mom and dad, thank your producer, thank your little god if you really want to, and step off the stage. We do not care about your political opinions because they probably don't mean anything anyways.
Oh, it's looking like Soul won a bunch, which was that, I think it was Disney Pixar.
Yes, that might be the one. But I never even watched that.
Not yet Disney
either.
Pixar. I think that was DreamWorks, actually. But it looks like Disney. Soul won a bunch. Whatever Nomadland is won a shit ton of awards.
That's, I think, the one with like they had a bunch of like old men who were like disabled or something.
I mean, I don't know. Best Picture won The Father.
Don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Oh, no. Nomadland won that. Actress in a supporting role. From Borat subsequent movie film.
Oh, Borat's the only one. Borat and I guess Soul are the two movies.
Oh no, that didn't even win.
No, sorry, Borat was the one I was thinking of though. But Borat, I don't know if you watched it. It was an awful movie.
It was terrible, but it was entertaining.
It was like not really entertaining. It was cringy because it was so set up. It was so scripted. Like,
yeah, Soul won a bunch.
I mean, I haven't seen it. I was told it was good.
The Father won a bunch.
Never heard of it.
The Father, which is Anthony Hopkins.
Don't even think I know who that is.
Anthony Hopkins?
Yeah, who is he?
Hannibal.
I never watched it.
Okay, well, dude, not the series, like the actual movies, like the old, like Red Dragon and stuff.
Didn't even know that was a thing.
You never watched like Silence of the Lambs and Red Dragon? Hannibal Lecter? You never watched the old movies?
No.
Dude.
No. Doesn't matter.
Anyways, are these movies? Sound of Metal, If Anything Happens, I Love You, Two Distant Strangers, Tenet, Sound of Metal again.
I know none of these.
Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Like, I mean, I'm sure they're great, but what are they?
Because you never heard of them.
Yeah, obviously. Well, they're probably small
time. If there was like The Joker on there, that was a good movie. That deserves a hell of a lot of awards.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, and his acting, that was fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so like, I don't know.
Bring back the method actor.
The what are they called? The Oscars are literally only for celebrities. There's nothing else. They're not for the people. They're for celebrities. So anyways, I know I've gone on a rant and I'm speaking so ill about it, but I can't, like, it's so bad. How do you lose that many viewers in 5 years?
I know. That's what's it called? I was watching a podcast with the girlfriend recently and they were talking about the Oscars today. And he was going, it's pretty funny. He goes, we did an episode talking about the Oscars and that got more views than the Oscars.
That's the thing too. A lot of podcasts that I listen to are getting more views than the Oscars. And it's kind of embarrassing.
This one is the Frenemies. I don't know if you've watched them. It's H3H3. Do you remember him? His old videos?
No.
He's the one that came up with Vape Nash.
Never heard of that.
Anyway. He's an old YouTuber. He did like a lot of stuff a long time ago.
Hand signal too.
That's what he did.
That people can see that they're listening to this.
I'm doing it for you to see if you knew. But H3H3, he was a huge podcaster, and Trisha Paytas.
Don't know those names. But
also a big name in pop culture. But they have a podcast called Frenemies.
Okay.
Right? And they got like, I think on their Oscar episode, they got like just over 11 million views, which is more than the Oscars.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious
to me.
The
Oscars got like 9.8 million views is like nothing for something that should be like everyone's at home too. They have nothing else to watch.
The League of Legends, which I'm going to sound like a massive, enormous dork here, right? The League of Legends World Championships, the last time they had it, I think was 2018, where they were actually able to have like the full stadium, or 2019 maybe.
Right.
The full stadium and everything. They get on average almost 11 million views on their live events with their live streaming.
And that's like a nerd thing.
That's a huge nerd thing.
Yeah.
And they're still getting more views than the Oscars.
Yeah, it's insane.
Which used to be a massive thing.
Yeah. You used to watch the Oscars and know every single movie they mentioned.
Yeah. You would go, yeah, I figured that was going to win.
Every single actor that got an award.
Yeah, they deserve that award. And now it's just like, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I mean, whatever. Let's transition. We do have a couple notable birthdays for the date this is going to come out, which would be April 29.
April 29.
That's when this is being released.
I feel like there's, before you get into them, real quick, my brain's farting. I think we know someone with a birthday on that date, but I could be so wrong, and I feel kind of dumb that... Anyways, don't worry about it.
If you come
happy
up,
birthday to the person whose birthday it is, if I'm thinking of someone, or if I'm not, then sorry, forget what I just said.
It's the thought that counts. You know it's somebody, but you don't know who
it
is.
No, I don't know it's somebody. That's the thing. Oh. I think it's this week. There is someone's birthday this week. I just don't know what day.
I know we did have Captain Kush's birthday yesterday.
It's a very cryptic name, but yes.
Not Captain Kush.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, but anyway, happy birthday to him. And on April 29th, happy birthday goes out to Uma Thurman.
Okay.
All right. Jerry Seinfeld.
Nice.
Yeah.
He's not funny anymore, but yeah.
He was funny.
He was really funny back in the day. Seinfeld's a great show.
Jonathan Taves.
Okay.
Big hockey player. Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Nice.
So the father, Dale
Earnhardt. I wouldn't say used to. I was a huge fan when I watched racing back in the day.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Okay.
And Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
So happy birthday.
Blaze it, bro.
Happy birthday. Again, Uma Thurman, Jerry Seinfeld, Jonathan Taves, Dale Earnhardt Sr., Daniel Day-Lewis, and Willie Nelson.
That's interesting.
Another interesting fact. You want to know another interesting fact about April 29?
Sure.
So today would also be International Dance Day.
Dance Day.
Yeah.
Dance Day.
Yeah. International Dance Day.
I will not be participating.
Well, if people saw me dancing, it'd probably melt their eyes and remove their soul from their body. But
I dance like a typical white male.
So not at all.
Not at all.
Yeah.
My hips are stiff and my footwork is garbage.
Oh my God.
I might as well be tripping on the dance floor. And I mean like properly falling over.
Legitimately
tripping.
Have two left feet.
Yeah, exactly. If that.
I can't remember the last time I've ever seen you dance and have a good time.
Never.
Having a good time, yes, but not in the same instance.
Not those two together. It's usually I'm having a good time or I'm dancing, but they're never at the same time. That is a good thing.
Putting you in a bar or a club set. Well, a bar is fine, but a club setting is you're never happy.
I went to like one club. Like,
we went
once,
together.
And it was just like.
You were not happy.
Not a pleasant experience.
I think me and you spent most of that night just sitting in the booth, just having drinks.
Yeah.
Treating it like a bar.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I'll go to a concert and, like, get into the, like, not the mosh pits, but, like, the jumping up and down, but I won't dance.
Yeah.
Like, I don't do the dancing.
That's celebrating a concert.
No, exactly.
I'm going to go apeshit at the first concert I'm able to go to.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be hella ridiculous.
And I will buy those $16 beers because I'll just need to have that.
No, you just spend the $28 and you get the giant like liter and a half Budweiser cans.
It's not a liter and a half. It's like not even a liter, but yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about. The giant.
The King cans.
Yeah, the big boys.
They're called King cans.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
Two or three of those in you and you're ready to puke.
Yeah.
Especially with like the smoked poutine or the nachos you end up getting or the footlong hot dog from the guy that's outside of the gates.
Oh, wait, what?
Would you street meat?
I guess
the traditional street meat.
I usually get like a pizza or something basic bitch shit like that. Like I don't usually go for the hot dogs and stuff. But I guess if I'm gonna,
you don't buy a hot dog in the concert. You buy the street meat outside of the concert.
Oh yeah, like I don't think I've like ever done that.
It's like $5. You get a foot long hot dog.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that.
Ooh,
I don't think I've ever bought street meat from a vendor in the city in my life.
You're just on par with your grammar tonight.
But English doesn't fucking matter no more.
You know, it is rated as the most difficult language to learn for non-speakers.
That's why I'm dumb with
any
it.
Language.
That's why I don't speak it.
Like, why is an F make an F sound, but also a PH makes an F sound?
Because they really want to fuck with people's brains, and you don't know how I spelt that in my mind before saying it.
Yeah, exactly. It could be P-H-U-K, P-H-U-C-K.
Like, I could have said puck.
P-H-U-Q-U-E, like a French seal.
Yeah.
Une fuck.
Yeah, or you could just do F-U-K.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You could be like Eminem, F-A-C-K.
Fack.
Yeah, exactly. He made a whole song called Fack.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know English. That's why I don't speak it.
You're OG English.
OG English? What, just because there's some Brit in my blood doesn't mean I know how to speak English good.
Speak it good. That's good. That's really good English, too.
Exactly.
You're well spoken, sir.
I don't well speak English.
I also do have to point out, I kind of like the t-shirt you're wearing.
Thanks. I think it's a hand-me-down from my bro.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, my brother and I traded a bunch of clothes before.
It's like a Hawaiian.
Left.
It's like a Hawaiian graphic tee.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of cool looking. I don't know.
It's got flowers.
Yeah,
it's very pretty.
I've like thinned out my closet. I have like 10 t-shirts.
I know. I've got some hand-me-downs from you. I know. Yeah. Another friend of ours recently inherited a hand-me-down shirt from you.
Well, I've kind of come to the point, right? So I'm going through like. This is going to be like a double segue. So
are you going to talk about the fact that every volunteer thing you do gives you a t-shirt again?
I'm going to skim past that one.
Okay.
My segue is going to be more into the problems of buying clothing for myself. So my whole thing is I've been watching like these minimalist documentaries a little bit here and there. I usually watch one every year or so because it keeps me in check and I get rid of stuff and whatever, whatever. So I've thinned out my closet.
Yep.
I'm not going to go into like too much into that. I said I'm gonna skim past it, but I get t-shirts from work, from different events that I help out at. Like, there's so many different reasons I get t-shirts. There's no reason that I need to go to a store to buy a t-shirt, like, ever. Like, I easily have like 10 shirts that I've been given or for work or for whatever reason. So I thin out the closet. So I started doing this thing now because a big issue I have. So being tall fucking sucks. let me just start with that.
All right,
look, being tall's got its perks, don't get me wrong. Being tall is kind of cool, like you can see over people, it's just like whatever. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, there's honestly less pros than cons, but yeah, there are some pros. The cons are there's no, and especially when you're skinny like me, like my pants size is like a 32-36. 32 waist because I'm skinny as fuck, and 36 because I'm lanky as fuck.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I need long jeans, but I need them to be skinny. And you go to a tall and a big and taller or whatever, big and tall stores are for big and tall people. It's not just for big or tall.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a fuck about the tall, skinny people. So, and for anyone that wants to challenge me on that, go and try and find me a pair of 32 waist by 36 long jeans anywhere except for American Eagle under, let's say, $80.
$80.
I dare you. Under $80.
That's steep.
Like, I pay like 60. Bless you. Got any more?
No, I think I'm good.
I pay like anywhere between like 40 and like $80 for a pair of pants.
That's nuts.
Because I can't just go to like Urban Planet and buy them for like $15.
Yeah, I like that shit.
Like, that's Winners, I'd love to go to Winners and buy like all the, like the B stock, but they don't got nothing. So anyways, bring it back. If something doesn't fit me, so a lot of times I have to do the washing and then I do hang dry because
they shrink.
Because they shrink in the dryer, right? But like, I get too impatient to hang dry on my clothes. I'd rather just stuff them into the dryer after they come out of the wash.
Yeah.
And then finish up and then hang them and put them in the closet right away.
That's it.
But the things that I like, I have to hang dry and let them dry outside my room and then eventually bring them in. But I got to stretch them a little bit, like my shirts. I'll have to stretch the sleeves a little bit, or my pants. I'll have to stretch the legs a little bit. Like, I mean, it sounds like such a small thing, but over like, you know, when you're doing your laundry, it's like an extra like 10, 15 minutes to like do all this shit. And like, it sounds like such a small little problem, but it gets inconvenient. You have laundry machines. They're supposed to make your life easier. Anyways, I'm going to stop that rant a little bit. But anyways, I've come to the point where if I put it in the dryer and it comes out small, I'm not keeping it.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's very simple.
Understandable.
I still can't find like joggers that fit me. So I have to accept the fact that they're coming halfway up to my shins. So they're floods, right?
Buy the XL ones. Who cares?
I bought off American Eagle XL tall.
Yeah.
And they still come up to like almost the top of my socks when I pull my socks up. So that's like three quarters or a quarter up the way my shin.
You poor thing. Get double XL. Triple XL.
No, because I'm not huge.
Yeah, but just they got a huge drawstring.
No, but then the down the leg, they get really baggy and poofy, right? Like,
oh my God, they're fucking joggers, dude.
I know, but then they look so disproportionately large, like I'm wearing clown pants.
Oh my God. So picky.
No, I'm not. That's the thing. I just don't have options. I don't have options. I'm not picky because I don't have options.
These are first world problems.
I wish I could be picky.
I'm too tall. My clothes don't fit me properly.
Yeah, but like,
first world problems.
Another problem being tall. So like years ago, I don't know if you remember my whole lung issue.
Mm-hmm.
I had this thing. It's called pneumothorax.
Okay.
And for those that don't know what it is, it's like literally your lung rips open.
Because it can't keep up with your body.
Because your lung decides to rip open.
Oh, just for the shit of it.
What I had was called, like, no shit, very creatively named, spontaneous pneumothorax.
Oh, good.
And I went to the doc and I was like, so what causes this? And like, I was 16 at the time, right?
Yeah.
And I was still like 6'2 or 6'3.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, there's four characteristics of a person that it usually happens in. One of them is being a teenager. One of them is being tall. One of them is being skinny. And the other one's being a male. And I was like, oh, so when God made me, he was like, this fucker's getting pneumothorax. Yeah. Like, that's just like, that's your future, bro.
I love being tall. And he's looking down going like, ah, you're going to rip open in a few years. Yeah, don't worry. Like,
and it happened twice. I know. See, there is no God.
No, he is. He's just laughing at you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sitting up there going, hi, it fucking sucks.
That's what you get for being an atheist.
Like... So I went on a rant the other day to the girlfriend about being tall, and she was laughing at me, and I know she wasn't laughing like at me, she was trying to laugh with me, but like, I guess the way
making light of the situation,
it was something that was easy to laugh at, but like, it sucks, bro. And I drove by a car dealership the other day, and you know, it's like smaller trucks like the Rangers and Tacomas and stuff,
yeah,
versus like the F-150s and,
yeah,
and big trucks. I was like, hey, those, I literally was a Ford dealership. I was like, oh, those Rangers kind of look cool. Maybe I should go and just ask the guy if I can see inside him. And I, in the same like half second of thought, I was like, I wouldn't be able to fit. Or
I mean,
I wouldn't be able to put my friends in the back seat because I need the seat all the way back. And it would give my friends like maybe 6 inches of leg room.
I mean, specifically speaking, I know like I'm about 5 inches shorter than you. Like, mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty sure I'm about 6 feet tall.
Yep.
And when I was shopping for my new car years ago, it was still about 6 feet tall, maybe a little bit shorter. But I did go sit in a Ford Fiesta because I was thinking, oh, Fiesta ST would be kind of sick.
Bad idea.
Did not fit even slightly. And I'm only 6 feet tall. Like, I could, unless I'm willing to remove the back seats and put an extra long track on that shit, like, I'm not, there's no way.
I remember when my mom was looking at getting new cars a couple years ago. It's probably about.
I mean, your parents are tall people too, though.
Yeah, well, my dad, that's why he has to drive a full-size truck.
Yeah.
He used to have a small-size truck.
I remember his Tacoma.
Yeah. So my mom, we were doing some car shopping a little while back, and we both sat in a Corolla.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I always talk really well about Toyota.
Fantastic
and
cars.
I don't say anything bad about them, but I'm convinced, and maybe this is common
knowledge.
They're
built in Japan, dude.
No, but I think I'm convinced this may be a conspiracy thing, but I am absolutely convinced that they specifically make it so that the smaller, cheaper cars don't have legroom, so that people specifically have no choice but to graduate up into a higher model, like an SUV or something.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
My mom, I think she's probably like 5'9", so she's definitely above average for a female. But I put the seat all the way back to the driver's seat of this Corolla when I was sitting in it and put it to my comfort level. And my mom... not being above 6 feet, couldn't fit behind me.
Oh, yeah.
And like, even if my mom sat in the driver's seat and had it comfortable for her, I wouldn't be able to fit in the seat behind her. So like, that's why I'm convinced that car companies make small cars intentionally undersized. And being tall,
I could see it. I'm
like a victim of that.
It would be the most fucking genius marketing tactic ever.
Yes.
Physically make it so you don't fit in it.
Yeah, exactly. That's so it. They have to buy the bigger vehicles.
Yeah.
And I know
as you grow up, like as a teenager, you're going to be what? Like you're going to be like 5'8", 5'9", right? And you're going to get a Corolla. You're going to get something cheap.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, no, you're a grown up now. Even if you don't have a big boy job yet, you got to get something bigger. Sorry, man. You got to get to work.
I'm convinced it's
a thing.
You're
going to have to fork it up for a Camry.
Might be a conspiracy. Camrys, I don't know about the new ones, but the older ones are fine. They're okay. The back seats are still a little bit uncomfortable, but it's better. Like my car right now, I've sat in the back seat while someone shorter than me has sat in the front seat.
I am 6 feet tall, and I have my seat as far back as it can possibly go, and my legs are still a little bit kinked.
Yeah. The only car that I can think of that I've sat in the driver's seat and didn't need to put the seat all the way back was a Tundra.
They're Toyota huge, Tundra. Though.
Huge truck.
But they're also the most expensive of the whole class.
Yes, but I didn't need to have the driver's seat all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a really tall guy get out of a Tundra, it's because it was the only fucking truck he could buy.
I mean, at the same time, though, Like a lot of those more upright seated cars, like a small car, which is what most people are going to try to lean to, obviously, with the freaking gas prices the way they are. I know, like, those you're sitting with your legs more straight out in front of you. While as, like, let's say you're buying a Jeep or a pickup, you're more in, like, a chair position. And your legs are almost at, like, a 90 degree. Like, they're more bent when you're reaching for the gas pedal, right? Like, you're not sitting on the floor on those.
Every single car I've ever driven, my knees are, like, up, hitting the dash.
No, I know. But for me specifically, like, I like my legs to be almost straight when I drive.
Right.
Right? So in my car, they're not completely straight. My legs are almost all the way back. Like, I can only imagine. You'd be probably stupid uncomfortable in my car.
Probably.
And, like, it's a pretty roomy for an economy car. But I know, like, especially you drove a Versa. I'm sure you were probably not very comfortable.
It was a small car.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I'll give the Versa credit. In its class, it's definitely the biggest for space.
Nissan is very good for space and for fuel economy.
I felt very good about the space in that car. Yeah. I was, my brother, who's just about as tall as me, a little bit shorter. I got to just say that. He's shorter than me. Was able to sit in the seat behind me reasonably comfortably. Sometimes I have to move it up a little bit.
Nissan, you could tell for a while, they didn't really give a shit how sporty the vehicles looked. They were more concerned about the cargo, fuel economy, and the space in them. Because they were always taller. They were always bubblier than every other vehicle.
Yeah, the Versa I had was a Versa hatch, 2012 Versa hatch.
But if you looked at the
And 20, it was a little bit taller.
If you looked at the Versa hatch versus the Mazda 3, your Versa hatch is going to be taller, bubblier, longer, right?
I don't know if it was longer because the hatch space, I think, was a bit shorter
but
than the
Mazda 3.
But they
definitely had more space in
them. But I had more person space.
Yeah.
Like physical person space.
People space.
I was able to get like four people in there to drive downtown to a concert.
Easily.
No problem.
Even in your Solera, but that thing's a land boat.
And it's also a two-door.
Yeah.
So I do actually think I would never willingly buy a two-door again unless it was a second car.
A second car?
Like if I had a main car, it's going to be a four-door.
Yeah.
But if I had like a weekend car, I wouldn't care. But I would never buy a daily that's two doors, I don't think, again.
Is it that much of a hassle?
It is because I'm also the kind of guy that brings shit with me.
You have stuff everywhere.
I always have stuff, right? I always bring my backpack and I would like to throw it in the back seat if I have a passenger. So I like to just open. I don't want to throw it over my shoulder, right? Like,
yeah.
Especially with my laptops and my bag and my camera and shit. I want to put it in the back seat nicely and then
that's it.
Get in the car. Two doors kind of suck.
I mean, I'm kind of looking to have my my quarter life crisis vehicle soon. But like the more I look into it, the more I would love to have a two door. But
cool.
At the same time, the thing that I've been thinking of, and this is going to make me sound like I'm probably preemptively thinking, but the next car that I buy is likely going to be the car that I'm starting a family with.
That's the thing.
At the age we're at,
that
right?
That is the thing so about a four-door, too.
To have a two-door and to have to put like a booster seat or a car seat,
yeah.
It's going to be a pain in the asshole.
So I have very faint memories of my mom's car when I was born into the family was a two-door, and that's what she had to do. Should have popped a seat forward and put like us in
the- You're half in the car with your leg balancing you and shit. Like
yeah, like trying to buckle your kids in. I do have very faint memories of doing that. And it's like, I don't want to do that.
No.
Like if I have to, I'm going to be the guy that has to get like a CUV or something. Like,
I mean, at the same time, most companies are transitioning away from the two-door. Like I know Honda completely, they're not making two-doors anymore.
At all?
Nope.
Not even on the Civics?
Nope. Civic two-doors are discontinued.
Makes sense.
The SIs will all be four-doors, which they are now. If you buy a 2021 SI, they're all four-door.
I mean, that makes sense because they also, I don't know how the new ones would look in two-door. They would look kind of weird.
The two-doors were kind of good. They made the two-door SI for, I think, a year. And then...
I mean, they were the same size.
Yeah, but they were... They have... But I think...
Again, it's a problem getting the back seat. What did they...
It was...
And the doors are huge, too, eh?
The like, Hondas, they have the biggest manufactured two-door ever. The doors are humongous.
But, like, even my car, the two-door, you got to open... you open it up. And, like, I have to be careful in every parking lot because I... Like,
they're
how
long
that fucking door is. Mm-hmm. It's, like, 4 or 5 feet long.
You need to be
door.
Able to get somebody in the back seat with it. That's the whole purpose of it, right? Like, it's not a practical car.
No.
It looks sporty.
Looks cool.
Right?
It looks cool.
Or you could be Hyundai and make a three-door.
Yeah, exactly. The
Velocers that have two doors only on the passenger side.
That is kind of smart, actually.
I like that. I do really like it.
It's very smart for safety.
Mm-hmm.
It's so that if you pull over on the side of the road, you don't have people getting out on the driver's side.
Yep.
That's why they do it. But the driver door is a little bit longer.
And yeah, but I do really like that. I like how I like the design. I know a lot of people want to make fun of it, but it does look really
cool. My dad had an Astrovan back in the day, and that had no door on the right side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for the passengers, only on the left side.
You mean the opposite? Exactly
the opposite of what I just said.
Yeah.
Had a door on the right side, not on the left side. So you can't get out into traffic.
That's actually really good.
Yeah, very smart.
When a person across the street from me, my across the street neighbor, back when I was a little kid, had an Astrovan as well, and he hit a moose with it.
Probably didn't even damage the truck.
Dude started it back up and drove it home. He had it in his driveway with like a smashed up front end.
They were good vehicles. Very roomy. It was like more room than a pickup truck.
Oh, I know. But everyone wanted to make fun of them and say they were like rapist vans, right?
Super practical vehicles. Super practical.
There was a kid we went to high school with that had an Astrovan, wasn't
there?
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I don't even remember.
I'll let you know the name specifically after. But I think he was a year older than you.
Okay.
Yeah, but he had an Astrovan. He'd drive to school every day, and everyone would make fun of him. And he'd go, "Dude, I have a fucking vehicle that I could put like my whole room in here and still have room for passengers."
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
They looked like buildings with wheels on them.
Yeah, they're pretty boxy.
They were huge.
But anyways, yeah. So the whole tall thing. We still have some time. A little bit of time. I'm gonna get into it. I always do this where, like, even though I can't afford it and it's not like a plan in the very near future, it's a long-term plan, but I think about like building my own house, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, if you think about it, like, think about people that are short, like, what's the technical term? Is it dwarfism?
I guess, yeah.
Like the people that are like, the stunted growth, like those people would have to redesign like their kitchens and shit.
To reach everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where it's like the opposite for me. Like, we have a bathroom vanity at my house and it's way too short for me. I have to like bend over so much to wash my hands. The other day I had to wash paint off my hands and it took a while, so I literally was like on my knees at the sink washing my hands because I'm so much taller.
Yeah.
And like, there's things in about a house that I have to specifically design for me to be comfortable. And I'm not even, I say all this and I gotta make this very clear.
Your poor girlfriend's gonna need a stepping stool for most.
Yeah, she's shorter than me. This is very clear. I'm not that tall.
You're what, 6'5"?
6'5".
Yeah.
So like, I'm
still tall.
I'm above average, but I'm not like a 7-foot basketball player.
Yeah.
So like, I don't need to have like a custom everything. I just need things to be a little bit taller, like a couple inches.
Yeah.
Like a countertop in the kitchen needs to be like 3 inches
taller.
Don't
we all need just a couple more inches?
Yeah, bro. Tell me about it.
Good Lord.
I don't know why my girlfriend likes me. That's besides the point. That's a bad joke.
You're tall in all the wrong places.
That's a bad joke. Might cut that one. Might not. Whatever.
Might not.
But yeah, being tall, like, people don't see it. People view being tall as like...
Everybody wants to be tall.
Like a status thing. They're like, oh yeah, it's cool that you're taller. And it's like, no, not really. And it's like, when people come up to me and be like, oh, how tall are you? Like, I'm not allowed to like turn around and be like, well, how much do you weigh? Right? Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But like, it's the same thing. So anyways, I'm not going to get into that side of it where I'm like offended by it. But like, if you do see a tall person, don't ask them how tall they were. They were probably asked 5 times that day already.
Yeah. Right? I mean, I know you were joking for a longest time about making up business cards.
I want to get those cards.
Yes, I'm tall. I'm 6'5". No, the weather is the same as the one that you're experiencing. Yeah. No, it's not convenient. Yeah. Please leave me alone.
I'm glad we had this conversation. Yeah.
It would be funny, though.
It would be. I think that's too much, like, that's too passive aggressive.
I did watch a skit. It's unrelated, but it was funny, and it had to do with those, like, kind of business card thingies, where it was Impractical Jokers, if you watch that show at all.
I don't think so. I may have watched it back in the day.
Essentially, it's 4 guys and they just do a bunch of jokes in public. And they got one guy who ended up losing for the day. He was the big loser. And they made him go around on cars in a busy plaza and putting notes in people's windshields as they were walking out. So it was a perfect notice. But there was one that he put on this woman's car and he had to do it. And the note said, "You cut me off in traffic, so I've placed one booger on your car." And he just walks up to her and she goes, "You put a booger on my car?" And he goes, "Yeah, I put a booger on your car. Maybe if you drive a little bit better, then I wouldn't have to do something like that. All I'm saying is avoid this door handle," and just walked away. And I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, I would never do that to a random.
What would you do if you got a note in your car saying that, like, "I put a booger on your car"?
I'd be mad.
Would you actually be mad? She was laughing about it. She laughed it off.
I would be mad. I don't look, it's like an unwritten rule. You don't touch people's cars.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Like, I was in this car club and we had these like these like business card style like things that like were spotted cards.
Okay.
And it's like you, if you found a car, because it was a
specific group,
a manufacturer group.
Yeah.
So be like, hey, nice, whatever your manufacturer car is, check out this group. And I would put those on some cars, but I would feel bad doing that because you're not supposed to touch people's cars.
Mm.
Never, ever touch people's cars.
I got pretty used to it working security. I've done like parking tickets and shit. Like I'm up in their shit.
That's different. But you like, even when, if you go to a car show, people shouldn't have to put the signs that say, don't
please
touch.
Don't touch. Yeah,
just
I know.
Just don't touch the car.
Especially with the rising of those YouTube videos too, of people coming out and like there's people taking pictures of their car, leaning on their car, pretending it's theirs and stuff.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And the guys are going like, yo, sick car, dude. Can you open it up? I want to see the interior. And the guy's, my keys are inside in my gym bag or something like that. And he unlocks the car and goes, no, it's my fucking car. Get off my fucking car.
Yeah.
Who do you think you are leaning on that
shit? Yeah, like, don't do that. you're not getting any clout for that.
Plus, what are you thinking you're going to do? You're going to pick up a girl with this BMW that you can't afford?
No.
First of all, what's she going to say when she says, yeah, sure, I'll come home with you. Let's go.
And you don't have the car.
What are you going to say? Okay, yeah, let's walk,
take an Uber.
Though. Yeah.
Let's take an Uber.
Take an Uber. Gas is too expensive. Like, yeah. No, you're not going to say that shit. No. Like, it's going to backfire in your face. You're going to look like an asshole.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Anyways, that's enough bitching about being tall for
now.
That's
what this podcast is. We just bitch about shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to be too negative, but yeah.
Dick fan bitch.
Being tall is a pain in the ass. And anyone tries to tell me that's like, oh, no, it's not that bad. It's like, no. Like, you're right. It's not that bad, but it is mildly inconvenient enough where there's like obvious obvious inconveniences in my life.
100%.
That put me back a little
100%.
Bit, or put me off.
Oh, boy. What do you think?
I don't know.
How much time we got?
We can close it up now.
So what do you got? You got any closing remarks?
Yeah. And I meant to say this in the beginning, cause we got to start saying this in the beginning as our show before people get into it.
Okay.
Please, 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 on the streaming service you're using, whether it's Apple, Google, or, Amazon, or what's the other one? Spotify. Please hit the subscribe button, because if you do hit the subscribe button, you actually get notified
when our new episodes come out.
Exactly. And we haven't been plugging that, but we have to. We got to subscribe.
Hit that subscribe button. Drop us a rate as well if you want to. I know I've had a few friends drop
Apple
us rates.
Apple has ratings, right?
Yeah.
Apple has ratings. I don't know about Spotify. I know Google. I don't think Google does. If you have a business, you do, but I don't think, I don't know. If there's a rating option, give us the feedback. We need it. We want to get reviews.
Even if you think we're bad, give us a 2-star. We would appreciate hearing that we're not doing something right.
I'd rather get a message if it's a 2-star.
Oh.
I'd rather have someone say, hey, you guys fucking suck.
Okay, fair enough.
I don't want to see 2 stars, because then people aren't going to listen. We want people to listen. So give us a fucking 4-star. I'm not asking for 5, because I'm not like...
Or just don't rate us and then send us a message and say this sucks. Please change
it. But like, give us a rating. Give us a hit the scripts.
Hit the subscribe button. All right, Mr. Biden, get your words straight.
Yeah, for real. Hit the subscribe button. I don't know if we can actually see how many people hit the subscribe button in our metrics, but it'd be really good to know that people are subscribing to us. If you do hit the subscribe button, send us a screenshot.
Yeah, we'll put you on our story.
Of you doing it. And if you put on your story... we'll reshare it, but I'll send you a sticker.
You're also eligible for a sticker.
You a sticker. All you got to do is send us your address, subscribe to our show, show us you listen, do anything that interacts with us, and I will send you a fucking sticker, and you will love it. Throw it on your laptop. Throw it on your car. Throw it in your backpack.
Stick it on your grandma.
Stick it on your grandma. Stick it on your sister and your brother. Stick it on your parents when they're sleeping on the couch.
Just like...
Yeah.
What are you doing, step bro?
Oh my god.
Anyway, that's enough of that.
And follow the show on social media.
Where can they find us?
We need the followers. They can find us on the Instagram
and Facebook at the Dick Van Mike Show. And on Twitter, what can they find us on Twitter?
Dick Van Mike.
Bam. Where can they find you, Mr. Rich?
At Richard Harknett on Instagram.
And I am at MADelisandro20. Yeah. 1 L 2 S's.
Yeah.
And that's on Instagram.
Yeah. So give us some love. We need it.
If you think we're funny and you want to share us with the rest of the world, share us.
Yeah, and please tell your friends about us.
Yeah,
this is me desperately asking.
We want to spread faster than COVID-19,
which is debatably easy.
Yeah, we're not getting into your tin hat theories here,
or not easy, depending on what you think. But yeah, just share us around. We need it. Give us some follows and subscribes and
on that note,
blah 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 blah. Anything else? So I guess I was the one that was supposed to be closing.
I think we're all good.
Yeah. If there's anything you want to hear, message us. We'd love to talk about it. If you want to be on the show, we'd love to have you on the show. Talk to us, one of us, both of us, the show. Just say, hey, like, I got this story. Let me on the show. Don't give a shit where the fuck you are in the world, because we got technology and we'll just make it happen. It's like magic.
Perfect.
Exactly. Everything's magic.
Have a fantastic...
Everything I don't understand.
Have a fantastic Thursday, everybody.
Yeah, you too, bro.
Have a great day, everyone.
Have a wonderful day. And as always, keep your stick on the spring now, so on the pavement.
Remember to get your pet spayed and neutered.
Yeah, that too.
Have a great day.
Adios.